From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Two more Boone County residents have been tested positive for COVID-19. The city of Columbia announced the two positive cases last night in a news release. The two cases involve people in their 60s and 70s. According to the Columbia Missourian, both are related to out-of-state contact with another person who had tested positive. This brings the number of discovered positive cases of COVID-19 in Boone County to three. The first person diagnosed, who was in their 60s, died Wednesday. The six emergency responders who treated that patient are quarantined, according to Mayor Brian Treese. In an update yesterday, the city said testing is becoming more available, but there are still limitations in providers' capacity to collect and process samples in a lab quickly. All four campuses in the University of Missouri system are closing starting Monday. UM System President Moon Choi made the announcement yesterday afternoon in a system-wide email. He says no one will work physically on campus unless directed otherwise. The campus shutdown will last through April 12th in the hopes of containing the spread of COVID-19. Buildings will be locked during this period. Choi writes staff and faculty will either work remotely or they will be paid through enhanced leave measures that are being put in place if remote work is impossible. The shutdown does not affect operations at MU Healthcare or the MU School of Medicine. MU also announced all summer study abroad programs have been canceled. There has been no announcement made about whether commencement ceremonies will still be held in May. As restaurants stay open to offer carryout food, the city of Columbia has suspended parking enforcement to make it easier for customers to pick up food. The city Public Works Department announced the change yesterday in a tweet that reads, "Effective immediately, parking enforcement is suspended. This will assist in not overwhelming our municipal court system once operations are back to normal." President Trump has signed into law a coronavirus emergency relief bill passed with an overwhelming bipartisan majority this week by the U.S. Senate. The measure includes billions of dollars in funding for free COVID-19 testing and sick leave for workers in certain fields. Republican Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri says half that aid will go directly to those in low to middle income households.
This is a case where just giving people money helps them get through a crisis that they had no realistic way to prepare for, to make their payment, to continue to keep themselves and if they have a family together.
Lawmakers now turn to a $1 trillion economic stimulus package being proposed by the White House. Senator Blunt says that will include relief for airlines and other industries hit hardest by the coronavirus. With schools in the Kansas City area closed to stop the spread of the coronavirus, food service directors in Kansas and Missouri have taken on a daunting logistical challenge: how to feed hungry kids until it's safe for them to go back to class. Kansas City Public Schools Director of Food and Nutrition, Jordan Gordon, says the district will make breakfast and lunch available to its students and any charter school students who need meals.
We are not going to turn away any child, any family who needs support. If a family makes it to one of our sites, they will receive the products that we have available.
KCPS will be providing meal pickup at several schools starting Monday. Other districts are delivering food to bus stops. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News Columbia.